This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for March 11th. I'm Paul Plack. The NTSB says single-engine airplanes with glass cockpits have higher fatality rates than airplanes with steam gauges, but the board blames a training gap, not the technology. The FAA is out with a forecast that says next-gen ATC development will play a vital role in spurring not only long-term sustained growth in air travel, but the nation's overall economic health. Cessna VP Bob Stangerone has encouraged the British BizAv community to be part of a global campaign to improve the industry's image. A Texas A&M student and Langley Summer Research Scholar is getting kudos from NASA for his pioneering work on volcanic ash dispersal research techniques. NATA has developed an automated interface for the FAA's flight risk assessment tool that makes it more practical for use before a flight. ASIC Limited has announced the release of the world's first Bluetooth access point and the SafeCell app which works with it. One node on an airliner can allow 192 passengers to connect. The union which hopes to win the right to represent TSA screeners is praising the Obama administration for its nomination of Major General Robert Harding to lead the agency. The European Space Agency has launched an early-stage venture capital fund aimed at funding businesses turning space technologies and satellite applications into terrestrial industries. And the U.S. Army says it will soon pass the million-hour milestone with its unmanned aircraft. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero Briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Jay Carter Jr. of Carter Aviation Technologies talks about machines ranging from his early autogyros and steam-powered car to the slowed rotor compound technology he just licensed to Textron's AAI. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.